So welcome, everyone. It's a blessing to be here with you today, and welcome to this series of These Things of Emmanuel Covenant Church. Maybe some of you know me, maybe some of you don't know me. My name is Olguita de Burbano. I have been a teacher, a language teacher, for many years. I always speak about the importance of learning, not just the facts, but also the process of growing as a person. I share an important thing with my students, and is that learning is challenging, uncomfortable. So usually my student will ask me questions like, but isn't learning supposed to be fun? Like when we play games or do cool projects, and I tell them, learning can be fun, yes, but more often than not, it involves moments of that feel uncomfortable. So learning feels uncomfortable because you're stepping into the unknown, challenging your mind to think in new ways. Sometimes it's hard, and you might feel like giving up, but it's in that discomfort, in those moments when you struggle, that you grow the most. My students also ask questions like, oh, what if it never gets easier? What if it always feels uncomfortable? And I tell them, the truth is learning doesn't always become easy, but it gets easier to handle the discomfort. You start to understand that it's okay to struggle. That is part of the process. And when you push through that uncomfortable feeling, you'll find that you can do things that you never thought you could. Learning is challenging. It's uncomfortable. The Christian life is also like learning another language. Jesus spoke a different language. A language that the disciples had trouble understanding all along. But they had been with him and they had experienced him. Something of him had taken root in their souls. Their love for one another would be the language they spoke to one another concerning the life Jesus had given them. Learning to love one another is a challenge. Loving is challenging. We live in a world where love seems scarce, where indifference and division often take center stage. One of these things that distinguish us as Christians is loving one another. So today, we are going to learn that loving others like Jesus loves us makes a difference. Therefore, let's learn to experience God's love. You cannot give what you don't have or what you haven't experienced. 1 John 4, 7, and 8 says, dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love doesn't know God, for God is love. We can begin by speaking to him as a father, call him and acknowledge him as a good father, as a loving father. Sometimes we struggle to experience God's love, and to be honest is our first step about our struggle, but don't let it leave you stuck. Turn your sincere struggle into an empowering discovery. You can do this by transforming your stuck frame of reference into a learning process. Remember, learning is challenging. Instead of getting stuck on, I haven't experienced God's love, God doesn't love me, or I'm not enough to be loved by God, start asking yourself, how can I begin to learn, to experience, and discover the power of the Father's great love for me? Be patient with the process and with yourself. Consider this experience of love as a journey. The more you love learning, the better this process will be. For so many of us, we have been conditioned into believing that we have to earn or perform our way into feeling loved and accepted. The kingdom of God involves learning to freely receive what is given to us. This can often be a big adjustment for the many of us who battle unworthiness or who feel this love is too good to be true. If you set yourself to discover God's love, everywhere you go, you will see it and experience His love in ways you never knew you would or you could. You'll tune your senses to the signals of heaven that God sends your way. Reading the Bible will be a whole new experience. Prayer will have an intentional focus. God has manifested everything in Jesus so that we may by faith, engage a love relationship with God. John 3:16 says, "For this is how God has loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." 1 John 4:16 says, "We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love. And all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them." Receiving this love involves positioning our hearts in recognition that God sees us as people worth loving. Therefore, the love we give back to Him is a response to the love He has already given to us. Amen. Thank God for His great love for you. Go boldly before Him and practice your confidence in that love. Declare it, share it, write about it, speak it out. Let's learn to receive and experience God's love. Also, let's learn to love ourselves. One of the biggest signs that we have learned to receive God's love is that we love ourselves with the love that He has for us. It is an act of coming into agreement with how God sees us. It involves coming to peace in the satisfaction of what His love means for you. 1 John 3:1 says, "See how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know Him." As a result, loving ourselves involves being more patient and kind with ourselves. Our thoughts, words, and actions toward ourselves come into alignment with God's ways towards us. Equally important, we have to learn how to love one another. John 13:34 says, "So now I am giving you a new commandment, love each other, just as I have loved you. You should love each other." The Wycliffe Bible Commentary says, "The new commandment was new in that the love was to be exercised toward others, not because they belong to the same nation, but because they belong to Christ. And the love of Christ, which the disciples had seen, will be a testimony to the world." One of the novelties introduced by this commandment, perhaps just justifying its designation as new, is that Jesus introduces Himself as the standard for love. The usual criterion had been, as love others as you love yourself. However, the new commandment goes beyond "as you love yourself" and states, "as I had loved you," said Jesus, using the love of Christ for His disciple as He knew, as the new model. And what is this new Jesus model about of love? He has loved us with unconditional love. Jesus made no distinction between the people He loved. He loved everyone, regardless of their social position, their history, or their past mistakes. This kind of love doesn't depend on circumstances or what others can offer in return. It's a pure love, free from judgment, that demands nothing in return. Jesus' love without looking at a person's background, but simply seeing them as worthy of his love and grace. In the same way, we are called to love unconditionally, without judging people by their appearance, their status, or their mistakes. Jesus calls us to love as he loved, extending God's grace to everyone, no matter who they are. Amen. Jesus' model of love is also a sacrificial love. Jesus' love was also sacrificial. Jesus didn't just love with words, but his love led him to make difficult decisions and sacrifices for the good of others. Sacrificial love is a love that is willing to give everything to others, even when it isn't easy. One of the clearest examples of this is when Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice for humanity. John 15:13 says, "There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends." Sometimes being true disciples, true Christians, involves making sacrifices for others, sacrificing our time, sacrificing our comforts, or even our own priorities for the well-being of others. Are we willing to love this way? Jesus' model of love is also an inclusive one. Another way Jesus showed God's love to his neighbor was by loving and reaching to those marginalized and excluded in society. Jesus broke the social norms of his time by associating with those rejected by the majority. Remember, learning to love is challenging, it's uncomfortable. And we are going to find people around us that make us feel uncomfortable. Matthew 9 says that we are told that Jesus sat at the table with sinners and tax collectors. The Pharisees, who considered themselves righteous, criticized Jesus for associating with sinful people. But Jesus responded in Matthew 9:12-13. When Jesus heard what they were saying, he said, "Healthy people don't need a doctor, but sick people do." Jesus not only spent time with sinners, but he loved them in a way that transformed their lives. With his love, he showed them that they were not beyond the reach of God's mercy. Often in our society, there are people who are marginalized, the poor, the suffering, those who made serious mistakes, or those who are different from us. Jesus calls us to go beyond our comfort zones and extend God's love to them. Are we willing to reach those people that are rejected by society? 1 John 4, 20-21 says, "If someone says, 'I love God,' but hates a fellow believer, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how we can love God, who we cannot see? And he has given us this command, those who love God must also love their fellow believers." Jesus also teaches us to love with a transforming love. Jesus' love is not only limited to the act of loving, but has an incredible power to transform lives. Through his love, people were healed, restored, forgiven, and changed. In John 8, we see how Jesus demonstrated his transforming love, but when he encounters a woman accused by adultery. The law said that she should be stoned, but Jesus, instead of condemning her, forgives her. This is in John 8, 10 to 11. "Then Jesus stood up again and said to the woman, 'Where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you?' 'No, Lord,' she said. And Jesus said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. This act of forgiveness not only freed the woman from condemnation, but also invited her to a transformed life. Jesus not only offered her forgiveness, but also a new opportunity. His love allowed her to begin again. I would like to invite a friend of mine. Her name is Evelyn. So she is part of our new ministry here in Emmanuel Juntos, a bilingual ministry that has the vision to go and share this love with people, even when it makes us uncomfortable, right? Because learning to love others is uncomfortable, it's challenging, because we come from different backgrounds, from different cultures, from different tribes, with different tongues, languages, right? But this is a way to show the world that we have been called to love others the way Jesus has loved us. Amen. So I want to invite Evelyn. I have asked her to show a little bit about her experience getting to know the Lord, experience how she has experienced God's love, and how she has experienced the love of Emmanuel Covenant Church. So let's welcome Evelyn.
Hola, soy Evelyn de Ecuador.
Hello, I'm Evelyn from Ecuador.
Vengo a contarles una de las tantas bendiciones que Dios me ha dado.
I would like to share with you one of the greatest blessings that God has given me.
Bueno, les puedo decir que el tiempo de Dios es perfecto.
I can tell you that the time of God is perfect.
Y que Él usa los instrumentos necesarios.
And that He uses the people that are able to be useful for Him.
Es así como ha usado mis instrumentos para llegar a conocer al Pastor Henry y su familia.
So that's the way I was able to meet Pastor Henry and his family.
Y de esa manera conocer a todas las personas de esta iglesia.
And also being able to get to know a lot of people from this church.
Que sin conocernos han hecho muchas cosas por todos los que venimos al ministerio juntos.
That without knowing us have done so many things for all of us that are involved in the ministry of Juntos.
Se han preocupado por nosotros.
You have been concerned and worried about us.
Han compartido cosas, momentos, alegrías, tristezas.
You have shared many things, joy, sadness.
Estoy muy agradecida porque es un lugar seguro para todas las personas que no somos de este país.
And I'm very grateful because this has been a safe place for all the people that are finding a refuge, a home.
Eso solo lo hace el amor de Dios que ha puesto en el corazón de cada una de las personas que pertenecen a esta iglesia, que nos puedan tener ese aprecio.
And I know that that's only possible for the two people do those kind of things when they have the love of God in their lives. And also the way you have show affection is also a way to see God in your lives.
Puedo decirles que Dios conmigo ha sido fiel.
I can tell you that God has been faithful with me.
He visto a muchas personas que están pasando situaciones muy difíciles.
I have seen and met people that are going through very, very hard times.
Pero Dios me ha demostrado su amor y protección todos los días.
But God has shown me His love and His protection every day.
Actualmente tengo 3 trabajos, sin imaginarlo.
I couldn't imagine now I'm working 3 jobs.
Sí, y pues muchas gracias por este tiempo. Quiero que sepan que siempre los voy a tener siempre en mi corazón y en mis oraciones porque ustedes han hecho que cada día sea un regalo.
And I would like to know you that I have you in my heart and also in my prayers and that you've been a gift to my life.
Señores y señoras.
And thank you. Thank you so much. Take it with you.
Okay.
Amen. Jesus' love is transformative and we are called to be those instruments that she was telling, right? To be instruments of that same transformative love. When we love others, we must remember that it's not a love that seeks only to alleviate temporary suffering, but a love that changes the heart. Sometimes people need more than our material things. They need the transformation that only the love of Christ can bring. How can we be agents of transformation? Through forgiveness, mercy, grace, and support to those who struggle, giving them the opportunity for a new life in Christ. How also Jesus has loved us. He has loved us with a generous love. Finally, Jesus showed love by serving others. True love is not about receiving, but about giving. Jesus teaches us that true love is reflected in serving to others. 1 John 3:17-18 says, if someone has enough money to live well and sees a brother or sister in need but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person? Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. To love others that Jesus loved us, the way Jesus loved us, make a difference. Let's serve others with a healthy approach of service that focuses on relationships, respect, dignity, and long-term solutions. Amen. I would like to encourage maybe to read or to check a book that I also I'm reading. It's called Toxic Charity by Robert Lupton. He gave us some ideas, some perspective, how we can offer a healthy approach of service to others, how we can show that we love with that generous love, with that transformative love, with that sacrificial love. He says that we should focus on empowerment. Encourage people to take part in the solution, whether through education, skill building, or providing opportunities for work. Can you imagine this girl working 3 jobs? Oh my goodness. She is brave and a strong woman, right? He encouraged us also to listen and partner. Involve the people you are helping in the decision-making process. Work with them to identify their needs and solutions rather than imposing what you think they need. And I think sometimes we need to hear those things because sometimes our hearts are so moving to compassion, right? That we want to do our best. And also, if we could, to solve their problems. But that's not healthy service. We need to identify their needs, make them part of the decision-making process. He also suggested that we should find support and support long-term solutions. Look for ways not just to meet the immediate needs, but also work towards sustainable long-term change. And I'm talking about the generals and the service, a healthy approach of serving others. This could include job training programs, financial literacy education, or helping people get out of debt. He also suggested that we can encourage self-sufficiency, offer help in ways that teach people how to meet their own needs, like providing microloans or access to resources that foster independence. Are we willing to serve humbly, just as Jesus did? Remember, the way that Jesus has loved that can make a difference. Let's think about that and let's take it that in our hearts. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And I hope that we can take those words in our hearts and in our minds and put them into action. God bless you.